You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
New Zealand remain in complete control of the opening test against England by closing day three on 402 for seven, some 235 ahead. Hamish Rutherford stroked 171 to make his debut innings one to remember. And although England fought back late in the day, the home side are well in command. Rutherford's opening partner Peter Fulton made 55 before James Anderson led England's fight back towards the end of the day with 4 for 108. Nevertheless, and despite the opening day being washed out, England are still going to have to fight extremely hard if they are to avoid defeat over the next 2 days. Kumar Sangakkara moved into 10th place on the all-time run scorers list with an innings of 142 on day one of Sri Lanka's first test against Bangladesh. With Tilakarani Dilshan and Laharu Tirumani also scoring half centuries, a dominant Sri Lanka closed the day on 361 for three after winning the toss. Kithrowan Vitanaj was handed his debut by Sri Lanka but was still waiting to bat at stumps, while for the tourists, Momonul Haque made his first appearance. On a poor day for the visitors, spinner Sohag Gatse was the only bowler to emerge with some credit, however, as he took all three wickets to fall at a cost of 101 runs in 31 overs. West Indies women beat Sri Lanka women by 7 runs in the fifth and final 2020 international in Colombo, taking the series 4-1. In another tight game, West Indies posted 122 for 5, as Deandra Dotting top scored with 43, before their bowlers held their nerve at the death to dismiss Sri Lanka for 115. Shanelle Daly took 4 for 33 to negate a late blast of 44 from Ishani Kaushalya, and the final wicket fell from the last ball of the series, capping off a set of games that were more competitive than the final scoreline might suggest. Afghanistan made it 4 wins in a row over Scotland with a 5-wicket victory in the second of 2 one-day internationals in Sharjah. The win puts them level on points with the leaders United Arab Emirates and Ireland in the ICC World Cricket League Championship, from which the top two teams qualify automatically for the 2015 World Cup. Kyle Kurtzer scored a brilliant 133 for Scotland, who posted a competitive 259 for 9 before Afghanistan, led by captain Mohammad Nabi's 51, overhauled their target with 8 balls to spare.